This is PodTech.net for Thursday, August 24th, 2006. I'm Matt Kelly. In a deal that signifies user-based content is going corporate, Sony Pictures Entertainment yesterday announced the acquisition of the online video sharing site Grouper Networks Incorporated for $65 million. The purchase gives Sony a platform in the ever-growing world of user-created content and could prove valuable to the company on many levels as it explores social media as a new way to market and promote its films and television shows, its music through Sony BMG, and its games and hardware from its electronics division. So, how does the company intend to generate revenue from its purchase, and what does it mean for the industry? I had a lot of questions, so I spoke with Sean Carey, Executive Vice President of Digital Distribution and Acquisitions for Sony Pictures Entertainment.
We think there's a tremendous upside to the investment at this price. We think the revenue generating potential as Grouper builds an audience will more than justify this. I should say first and foremost that the focus is going to be on continuing to build an audience at Grouper. They've obviously built a tremendous audience in a short period of time, but we think, you know, by potentially seeding it with Sony Pictures content that will be attractive to this audience, we can help power the growth even further. And then obviously we've begun to explore ideas in terms of how to advertise, monetize that audience through advertising primarily, but also potentially, you know, using that platform to promote to the Grouper audience. The connection to Sony devices, if you think about it, Sony's been the most prolific producer of user-generated content in history, right? I mean, they've had the Handycam and the camcorders and had a leading position in that ever since that device was invented. There's an obvious potential connection there and one that we'll try to cultivate over time. But again, the focus is first and foremost on making Grouper succeed as a standalone business. That's why we really are going to be careful and listen to the Grouper audience as we try to grow it. We're not going to, you know, starting today, start bombarding it with Sony Pictures content or any other content that the audience doesn't believe is true to the Grouper culture. So we'll be very careful in doing that and listen to the audience as we do it. You know, I think we've all, as an industry, noticed a fundamental shift in a large and growing segment of the audience that we've traditionally programmed to, be it movies, television shows, or even digital entertainment. So all of that activity is really a sign of the audience, one that we're used to reaching, spending their time in a different way and in different places, in an attempt to move where the audience is now spending its time.
And while Carey and the Sony team are bullish about the acquisition, Steve Anderson, Assistant Professor of Interactive Media at the University of Southern California's School of Cinema Television, has some concerns.
Well, I think there are a couple of different ways to think about this acquisition. On the one hand, it seems to represent corporate media, sort of major media conglomerates, recognizing the significance of things like peer-to-peer networks and wanting to sort of like incorporate that into their media portfolio. And at the same time, I think it's a little bit troubling because, you know, what was once an independent company, an independent sort of like socially networked practice is now something that's being brought under the umbrella of the corporate media empire. But I think that you know, where the industry has been at pains to portray peer-to-peer networks and file sharing in general as a kind of illegal, illicit practice, it's something that has also demonstrated to be incredibly efficient and powerful as a way of distributing media. And the battle is going to kind of shift to a rhetorical terrain where it's, you know, not necessarily the case that everything that's being traded over a peer network is going to be branded as, you know, illegal downloads and illegal file sharing. So it would be interesting to me to see whether this sort of authorization of these networks by a corporation like Sony actually ends up, you know, sort of like validating those practices. One of the things that interests me is that this seems to be something that's sort of along the lines of what Creative Commons has been doing in creating sort of in-between licenses for media content that's neither completely shut down in the manner of like full copyright, commercial copyright, nor completely public domain, allowing the creators of content to actually specify what degree of control they want to exert over their media. So this, you know, once you have things that are licensed under Creative Commons or that are legitimately public domain materials that are also circulating over peer networks, then it seems to me that you can no longer label that as something that's like, by definition, an illegal practice.
What do you think might be an outcome here if Grouper then becomes another distribution point for Sony-only content? What does that speak in terms of its web credentials to the online community?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we're going to watch really closely to see what happens after this. It's not without precedent for commercial entities to own peer-to-peer networks and operate peer-to-peer networks. The AOL Time Warner version is Contiki, which was sort of posed as the, you know, the legal commercial alternative to the BitTorrent network. And people regard that with suspicion. And part of the reason that we're suspicious of it is that it has digital rights management built into the technology itself. One of the things that's remarkable about the BitTorrent network is precisely that it resists that. There's no way to insert digital rights management into those networks. And that's part of why people on the net have responded to it so powerfully. And then I would also just point to a couple of other examples that are out there in the world, like the VEOH network, V-E-O-H, which has a tiered system of rights management within their network. So it's a peer network. It distributes, you know, full resolution video and audio files. And you can decide what degree of control you want to exert over the content. You can broadcast things for free, you can sell ads, you can charge money for access, or it can be stuff that's just completely made a part of the public domain. So what I would like to see is for Sony to adopt a kind of like, you know, to look at this not just as a technical acquisition, as a way to get their stuff out there under their own control, but actually view it as a portal that can tap into the sort of the built-in inclinations and practices of peer networks, and also allow for free content or for Creative Commons licensed content to flow over those same networks. One thing that's happening here at USC, where I teach, is that students here are forming a free culture organization, which is based on a national student organization to really promote awareness of copyright issues and to, you know, to attempt to change the school's intellectual property laws or policies, and to really like get people to think really consciously about what they're doing to actually make participation in a peer network, to make file sharing, to make downloading, something that is a part of an ethically negotiated activity and not just something that you do because it's free or it's cheap or it's easy. So I think something, those kinds of organizations, the Free Culture Organization has been around for a number of years, can really serve a powerful function to encourage people to take a more sophisticated and nuanced approach to all of this. It doesn't need to be polarized in the black and white of piracy versus, you know, everything wants to be free. I think there can be a sort of an ethically negotiated position that's possible.
But what if the users end up staying away from Grouper now that it's gone corporate? I put that question to Chris Swain, USC's director of the EA Game Innovation Lab.
That's an excellent question. I actually think it's the $64,000 question. And you can look at a lot of examples, cases where something that had a lot of credibility with youth that ended up going the corporate route that didn't work out. But you also have examples of things that either did work out from acquisition or where companies really got it right. I would use iTunes as an example of something that is coming from a corporation, yet it's completely integrated into youth culture. So if they can spin it right, I think they could pull it off. And Sony certainly, they've had sort of success and failings in this space, but they nailed the PlayStation and PlayStation 2. If they can use that kind of their abilities in the same way, I think they could pull it off with something like this Grouper play. If you believe that we're in the participation age, which is a kind of a phrase I'm hearing kicked around now that I agree with, and media is going the route of the YouTubes and the Groupers and the MySpaces, then it makes sense for someone like Sony to want to be in the middle of that for their media concerns as well as their hardware concerns. And there's a lot of directions it could go. there's been no mention that this kind of ability would connect into something like the PlayStation 3. But if we're going to talk about next and look into the crystal ball, I could see an ability to have enhance the community around your PlayStation 3 games with ability to talk to people via video and have these video postings online and add the PlayStation 3 to the devices, the Sony devices that connect to this sort of user-generated network.
One thing is for certain, online entertainment, video games, and social networking have fragmented the once stable audiences of big media companies, impacting their bottom line. As a result, these companies are having to follow the consumer and go where they go. This is why, in the near term, we can all expect to see more and more consolidation of the groupers and YouTubes of the world by these big media companies. For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly.